I want to make the point, and the point that I wanted to develop tonight is that the violence that has characterized, you know, the violence that has characterized, you know, the relationship between women and men in a capitalist society, you know, it's very much embedded in this relationship. It's very much embedded, you know, in this disparity between the condition of women and the condition of men, and in the subordination of women, you know, to men by means of the wage and the lack of it. And now, back for a minute to the witch hunt, and then I will want to make the connection with the later history of capitalism. Back to the witch hunt. It's very interesting that if you look at the ideology of the witch hunt, one theme that is established is that there's something wrong for women to have money. In fact, for women to have money is the devil that gives money to women. There's something demonic in the relationship between women and money, right? And in fact, one of the women of the figures, female figures that was most commonly persecuted as a witch was the prostitute. Right? The prostitute becomes a kind of the symbol of the evil woman because, again, she is the one, you know, who is paid. And obviously, that association of money becomes extremely suspicious in the case of women. Right? Now, the witch, I want to stress a point, and then I'll move on to speak because I want to make the connection also with globalization today. And I want to say that the witch hunt, per se, in itself, did not cause this transformation. Right? In other words, the transformations, right, the devaluation of reproductive labor, the confinement of women to reproduction, the hierarchy of labor between women and men on the basis of the wage and so forth, all of that were a product of the restructuring, the economic restructuring that accompanied the development of capitalism. Right? But the witch hunt was instrumental to the kind of attack on women and women's power that was necessary to, in fact, discipline women into these new roles. So in a sense, the witch hunt was instrumental and central to create a new female discipline and to create a new female identity and to, in fact, impose new function and new roles on women, which have not dissipated, have continued to remain, you know, throughout the history of capitalism, and functions and roles that, in fact, have naturalized women's exploitation, naturalized in the sense of hiding that exploitation and making it appear as something natural, as a fact of nature, right? And here is very much the connection between the witch hunt and the transformation in the position of women with the rise of capitalism and the slave trade and the development of slavery, the development of the plantation system, because in a sense, the situation, the roots of racism, you know, are the same as the root of sexism, right? In other words, we have, in both cases, sexism as racism are the instrument and product at the same time, right, of a situation in which you have workers that have to be without rights, workers that are exploited in conditions of slavery, in conditions of unpaid labor, in conditions of coercion, right, and in a society that proclaims itself to be a contractual society, that proclaims itself to have liberated work. They proclaim itself to be based on contract, on exchange, on trade, right? And therefore has to hide by dehumanizing it, you know, the people that it is enslaved. At the same time in which this enslavement, for the very reason that this enslavement is essential to its process of accumulation. Okay. Now, having said that, I would say that has been very important for me, and I think other feminists, to have examined these developments, has been also to see that these have not been one-time events, right? But in fact, the development that they were that took place, you know, at the time of the first rise of a capitalist economy, have continuously been reproposed, have continuously returned. There's been an eternal return, right? They have become a structural part of capitalist society, and they have become especially evident in all those situations and moments in which, you know, a society, a pre-capitalist society, has shifted, you know, has been forced to shift, has been colonized and been forced to shift to a capitalist economy. And the few wage jobs or the few compensation existing are given to men. You know, the women become, again, reproductive workers primarily, but now with no in a condition which in which this has no value and no power. And in fact, not accidentally, every time a country has been colonized, one of the next things that you see happening has been the massification of prostitution. And this has continued down to our day. You know, this development has continued down to our day. And I think if we look at the process of globalization that has unfolded over the last 20 years, in fact, we see this developments, right, in the most clear fashion. I will only say a few words now because I want to leave time for the discussion. But I would say that first of all, you know, what globalization is and what we refer to, of course, when we talk about globalization is the extension, you know, of capitalist relation to every part of the globe, which everywhere has been accompanied by massive land expropriation, by massive expulsion of people from their land, which is the reason why, for example, we have such phenomenal processes of world migration. People migrate because they've lost all the means of subsistence that they had, you know, at home, whether it is in Asia, Africa, or Latin America. And among the most impoverished and pauperized are, of course, women, right? And the impoverishment of women in the last 20 years on a global level, you know, we speak of the feminization of poverty, but that, you know, sociological definition does not even go near to explain and describe, you know, how desperate the impoverishment of women has been and how devalued their position in society and work has been, to the point that many women have had to sell everything they have, their body and even their children. You know, now many women have sold their womb, and even a baby market has developed, which really gives us a measure of the level of desperation that we have seen in the world. To conclude with some observation that relate to the main topic of my presentation, which is the question of violence against women and what we learn, and we can also see that as a result of the presence globalizing drive, we have also witnessed an explosion, you know, of violence against women, clearly connected to this process of devaluation and impoverishment. That, again, it's reminiscent, you know, of I do not want to exaggerate, but of the times of the witch hunt. And indeed, over the last 15 years, there's been in many parts of the world also a return of witch hunting. And just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. I just saw last week, which I didn't know, a documentary about witches' camps in Ghana, which means that in the northeastern part of Ghana, over the last 10 years, camps of women who have been expelled from their villages by the men of the villages under the accusation of being witches have been formed, and up to 5,000 women now in the north of Ghana live in these camps, and clearly the expulsion of these women, you know, is being connected with the general process of impoverishment in the society, so that older women who are perceived as useless, you know, have been sent off and accused and been witches. The pressure that, you know, economic poverty is bringing, and it's causing all kinds of tension in a society, which then are, you know, at the expenses of the most vulnerable. And this is not a unique situation, because in fact in many parts of Africa, as one example, and it's not the only one, for example, women under the impact of land expropriation by the World Bank, as the land that the people have is diminishing, and you know, in many communities, men are trying to deprive women of communal land rights and even the use of land. And when women hold on to those rights, fight for those rights, they are accused of being witches. This is happening, for example, today. You know, this is happening today. It's happening, for example, in a country like Mozambique. And, you know, again, there is a very processes, events, developments are taking place that are so revealing on what must have been the climate, you know, in the 16th century, you know, when people were being kicked off their land and they were losing whatever resources that they had, their commons, their animals, and so forth. Now, I've wanted to make the last point about violence and sexuality. You know, in the general climate, in the general situation of impoverishment that has been produced by the globalization process, by the neoliberal agenda, by massive unemployment, the loss of resources, precariousness, and et cetera, we find, in my view, a phenomenon that it's accompanied, of course, by much violence, and that I saw developing in the 16th century as I was reading the documentation on the witches, which is that in a way the redefinition of women, the redefinition of the social position of women is one that in a way turns the woman as a kind of compensation for the man for the lost means of subsistence. In fact, in the Caliban of the Witch, I spoke about the woman as the new common. You know, the women in the transition to capitalism become for men the new common. You know, they are common in the sense that they are seen as beings of nature. Their work is naturalized. It's not, the work that they do is not seen as an exploitation, but is seen as something like the water, the forest, as something that everybody can take in full hands, right? And in a sense, it's a compensation for the loss of power, for the loss of wages, for the loss of land, you know, the men and loss of autonomy, the men have suffered, that is compensated by the idea of still being able to control, you know, a woman. And today, that process, I would say, it's very much, you know, present in our society. You know, the way sexuality is used, and the way, for example, the sex industry has been reconstituted, expanded, and the pornography industry has been, restructured, which, include gives men the right not only to which basically defines a relationship to the female body of between men and the female body, which is more and more violent, right? And I think it's part of this dynamic that I've been describing. Thank you.